What if the most powerful medicine for a condition affecting millions of women wasn't found in a pharmacy, but in a kitchen? Rachel Sullivan discovered her husband Tom's secret Instagram account and braced for the worst. Instead, she found something that would change both their lives: photos of every meal he'd cooked for her, meticulously documented with notes about which ingredients helped regulate her chaotic PCOS symptoms. When she shared this tender act of love on TikTok, their story exploded overnight, growing from 79 followers to millions. The Today Show called, Rachel Ray reached out, but the real miracle came later. A book deal arrived the same day they discovered Rachel was pregnant, after 14 months of using food to heal her hormones. Their journey reveals something profound about PCOS, a syndrome affecting 1 in 10 women, yet chronically dismissed by mainstream medicine. This isn't just a love story. It's a roadmap for the millions navigating hormonal chaos, proving that understanding your body's rhythms can unlock healing that doctors said was impossible. PCOS affects 10% of women, yet remains poorly understood. It's a syndrome, a constellation of symptoms without a single cause. Diagnosis requires 2 of 3 criteria: excess androgens, irregular periods, and polycystic ovaries. The confusion? Not all women with PCOS have cysts, and not all women with cysts have PCOS. In a healthy cycle, your brain and ovaries orchestrate a hormonal symphony. The hypothalamus releases GnRH, triggering the pituitary to send FSH and LH to your ovaries, which respond with estrogen and progesterone. PCOS disrupts the symphony through a vicious cycle. Excess luteinizing hormone triggers androgen overproduction, preventing follicles from maturing and creating the string of pearls appearance on ultrasounds. Insulin resistance compounds the problem. Your body produces more insulin, which signals even more androgen production. Without ovulation, progesterone never arrives to trigger menstruation. Symptoms cascade across multiple systems: irregular periods, stubborn belly fat, jawline acne, unwanted body hair, thinning scalp hair, low libido, and infertility. PCOS increases risks for endometrial cancer, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and depression. Finding the right doctor matters, someone addressing root causes, not just masking symptoms with birth control. Your body speaks a language most of us never learn to understand. For women with PCOS, learning this language becomes essential. Daily symptom tracking transforms you from passive patient into active investigator, turning confusing symptoms into readable patterns. Start with menstruation details, spotting onset, flow intensity, duration, and unusual discharge. Track cervical fluid, sticky, creamy, watery, or stretchy like egg whites. Note blood color and volume. For women with PCOS, cycles might be wildly irregular. Document everything, even if it seems random. Expand your diary to include daily mood patterns, complete food intake with reactions, and physical manifestations. Where does acne appear? When do breasts feel tender? What triggers headaches? Note exercise routines, stress levels, and sleep quality. These observations reveal hormone imbalances with surprising precision. Persistent jawline acne often signals elevated androgens. Heavy periods and mood swings suggest estrogen dominance. Breast tenderness and anxiety might indicate low progesterone. Apps like Flow, Read Your Body, Kindara, and Clue generate charts that reveal subtle correlations you'd miss otherwise. But technology can't replace the right healthcare partner. Look for doctors who practice collaborative medicine and understand PCOS as a complex metabolic condition. Hormonal birth control masks underlying issues rather than fixing them. It suppresses ovulation through synthetic hormones, creating withdrawal bleeds rather than true cycles. The underlying hormone chaos remains, typically resurging after you stop. Effective treatment requires lifestyle modifications, targeted supplementation like myo-inositol and berberine, and possibly medication like spironolactone or metformin. The goal isn't symptom relief, it's addressing root causes. Though PCOS has no cure, honoring your body's natural rhythms transforms your relationship with it. Each cycle phase brings distinct needs and opportunities, from nutrition and exercise to social commitments and creative projects. During menstruation, hormones reach their lowest point. You'll feel introspective, possibly sluggish. Nurture yourself with iron-rich foods like leafy greens, beets, and grass-fed beef. Choose gentle movement, candlelight yoga, stretching, nature walks. The follicular phase brings surging estrogen, creativity, and fearlessness. Harness this energy for important meetings, new projects, and challenging tasks. Your rising metabolism makes this perfect for trying new workout routines or group fitness classes. The ovulatory phase combines peak hormones, surging estrogen, triggering luteinizing hormone, rising testosterone, creating unspoken confidence and heightened vitality. Use this window for raises, presentations, or intimacy. Your body craves intensity now. HIIT classes, power yoga, passionate connection. The luteal phase brings out your inner introvert as estrogen dips and progesterone rises. This is nesting time, when the urge to stay home and establish routines takes over. Shift to gentler movement, like biking, swimming, or yoga, while organizing spaces and meal prepping. For irregular cycles, create an artificial framework: 8 days follicular, 3 days ovulatory, 12 days luteal, 5 days menstrual. Match each phase with appropriate foods and activities. Keep a journal to identify patterns. Self-care isn't about finding time. It's about making time for practices that reset your system. For women with PCOS, these aren't luxuries, but essential medicine. Quality sleep tops the list. Poor sleep increases blood pressure, inflammation, and weight gain, all particularly problematic for PCOS. Build a consistent routine with warm baths, daily movement, blackout curtains, cooler temperatures, reduced screen time, and soothing sounds. Meditation offers powerful benefits for managing PCOS-related anxiety. Apps like Calm make it accessible during walks or before bed. Nature heals. Walking or simply being outdoors soothes and restores. Since women with PCOS often have vitamin D deficiencies, sunshine exposure, with SPF, becomes especially beneficial. Choose clean skincare without hormone disruptors like parabens and phthalates. Limit social media to reduce anxiety and comparison traps. Give back to experience the giver's glow, especially healing when PCOS makes you feel disconnected. Consider therapy an investment in mental health. Regular journaling provides clarity through weekly reflections or gratitude practices. The Sullivan approach centers on nutrient-dense eating that emphasizes real foods, strategically incorporates specific nutrients during cycle phases, and avoids inflammatory ingredients like gluten, dairy, and added sugars. This isn't a crash diet, it's a lifestyle change for the long haul, since PCOS has no cure. Real food means ingredients as close to nature as possible, minimally processed to retain nutrients. Prioritize fruits, vegetables, animal proteins, herbs, and healthy fats. Quality matters profoundly. Pasture-raised eggs contain nearly twice the omega-3 fatty acids, 3 times more vitamin D, and 7 times more beta-carotene than conventional eggs. Grass-fed beef offers higher levels of anti-inflammatory omega-3s and conjugated linoleic acid. Wild-caught fish, particularly salmon, sardines, and mackerel, provide essential fatty acids that support hormone production and reduce inflammation. Eliminate inflammatory foods that worsen PCOS symptoms: gluten, added sugars, refined oils, processed meats, alcohol, and refined carbohydrates. Avoid hormone-disrupting foods like soy and dairy, which are linked to hormonal acne and inflammation. Blood sugar stability proves crucial. Combine protein, healthy fats, and fiber at each meal. Pair sweet potato with grass-fed butter and protein, or have an apple with almond butter instead of alone. Rather than viewing this as restrictions, make food decisions from self-care and body awareness. Your body communicates through energy levels, mood, digestion, and skin health. Listen and learn to heal root causes. The Sullivan's journey from personal struggle to published authors offers tangible hope for the PCOS community. Within 3 months, Rachel's dietary changes produced dramatic results. Hormonal acne cleared, heavy bleeding diminished, mood swings stabilized, and irregular periods normalized. After 14 months of cycle-synced eating, she conceived naturally, defying predictions that PCOS requires fertility treatments. Their approach emphasizes sustainable realism over perfectionism. Tom's partnership proved crucial, researching studies, developing therapeutic recipes, and transforming their kitchen into a hormone-healing laboratory. For millions battling insulin resistance, weight struggles, and fertility concerns, the Sullivans provide a comprehensive blueprint integrating nutrition science with practical implementation. They emphasize understanding individual triggers, tracking symptoms systematically, and adjusting protocols based on personal response. The Sullivans remind us that powerful medicine often grows in soil, not laboratories. Your body isn't broken. It's speaking a language you're learning to understand. Each meal becomes an opportunity to listen, each cycle phase a chance to honor your body's wisdom. PCOS may lack a cure, but healing pathways exist. The journey begins not with perfection, but with presence, showing up for yourself one nourishing choice at a time.